The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority will undergo a special audit. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee voted in favor of the action today. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has been covering the trust. Ann, how did the meeting go?
The meeting was actually really quick. There wasn't a big discussion about it. Mike Hawker brought forward the idea of doing the special audit. He said that he has been speaking to some folks over at the trust who are looking into the concerns of the public, but ultimately they voted unanimously to have a special audit.
What will the audit do?
So what the audit will do, it's going to look into the trust's investments and their asset management, because lawmakers want to know if the trust's board and employees are actually complying with the statutes. So that means looking into things like, should they actually be putting the money into the permanent fund instead of investing on their own? Because statute says that. But other admin codes say that they can do things like have a development account, or they need to diversify their assets. So it's looking into the legality of what they're doing.
Does the trust have a yearly audit?
They do. The question becomes, what's part of that yearly audit? So at the moment, the trust land office, it has been buying real estate, $39 million worth of real estate. And every piece of property that they buy is put into its own LLC, its own limited liability company. And the question is, are those LLCs looked at individually in this audit? And the trust land office executive director says, yes, they're part of the audit. But the chief financial officer says, no, they aren't part of this audit. And back in 2015, he suggested that they have an audit policy similar to the Permanent Fund Corporation. And the board decided not to do that.
So what is the trust land office investing in?
The trust is primarily investing in things like real estate, like office buildings that already have tenants in it, and some light industrial areas. Like I said, they've already got $39 million in real estate. They say that they're getting about a 15% return on their investments. It's important to note that there is no cap on the amount of money they can spend to buy new real estate or enter into new ventures. In fact, the board voted earlier this year that the trust land office should be investing enough to quadruple the amount of revenue they're bringing in right now.
How will they do that?
The plan is still in the works. That hasn't been released yet. It does include things like entering into joint ventures. So, for example, back in May, they voted to spend up to $11 million on a joint venture to develop a dock warehouse in Washington. The resource management plan says that that is the riskiest kind of investment they can make, but it also has a high level of potential return.
And the legislative audit also includes a look at potential Open Meetings Act violations. Tell us about that.
So that's been discussed a lot lately. There's been some accusations of potential violations back in like November and October. One thing that rises to the surface is the executive committee as a whole, all three members, sent an email to a trust staff member asking her to hire an attorney and not tell any other members of the board and not tell any other members of staff. And they did not publicly notice that they would be taking action or communicating as a group. So Open Meetings Act does apply to executive committee. Is this a violation? I don't know, because I'm not a lawyer. But it's one of the things that has raised concern.
Is it known how long the audit may take?
Could take months. It just depends on what they find.
All right, Ann, thanks for that update.
Thanks.
Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has been covering the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority.